Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do a lot of spiritual healings with everyone on the Lightship. We're going there tonight. Tonight's Saturday night, live on the Lightship. So if this is brand new to you and you don't know what the Lightship is, just take the Bible, which we're all familiar with, and take out the word Father that Jesus talked about, and put in Creation Lightship. And the Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years to help everyone with the ascension process, to do special clearings that is only provided by them. So hopefully you can be on board and have some healings tonight on the Lightship. So what I'm going to do, I believe next week, for the people that are in New York, we're switching our time over. We'll be going to Station 2, and this is for Friday night. And the show will be from basically 7 to 8 o'clock. And this will make it easier for the people back east to come on to BBS Radio. And I know tonight it's a stretch too, but we have a time slot, so that's great. So anyway, so Friday next week we'll be on from 7 to 8, and I'll also mention that at the end of the program here. So we go into the Lightship probably in about a half an hour or so. And I'll just describe that to you for the newcomers online here. Remember, your vibration, you're being turned off and on and off and on and off and on continuously. And during that process, we only think that we're here when we're turned on, but when we're not here, we don't know where we are. And so the Lightship, when you're not here, can take you up and do healings with you. And then we're in their time, and when their time frame happens, when we're up there, we're up walking around physically. And we're in the time of theirs, which is a lot longer than what ours is, so they can do many, many types of healings with us. And as Jesus said, you know, basically, your faith has healed you, which also sort of means that what your ancestors believed is what you're using to create your reality now. And if your reality from all of your ancestors are from improper thinking and judgment, and you happen to manifest an illness in this lifetime, then you need to get those energies cleared out, because that's what's affecting you now. This is why we do the emotional cleansing and clearing for people. And that's the most important clearing that I can do for anyone. And the cost on it is $5 times your age. So if you're, say, 30 years of age, it's $150. And believe me, in that time of, say, 1 hour, it will change your life. You're brought back into the present moment. All of your past, the traumas and guilt and fears are typically taken away. And this clearing clears about 95% of your stuff. There are people who have more stuff, and we have to go a little bit deeper, but aside from that, for 95% of the people, this is like the silver bullet. And I'm going to do a sample right now for you, and then we'll get into some different types of clearings. So sit back and relax. I want you to think of an issue right now. Doesn't matter what it is. I don't need to know. The Lightship is going to be working with you. And we're going to go back 5 days in your life. And you will find that as you look at this particular problem, fear, anger, resentment, maybe you lost some money or something, anything like that, as you look at it, it's going to feel very distant to you. The Lightship will never take away your experience, but it will take away the trauma, because the trauma prevents you, your spirit, from being inside of your body for ascension. This is why it's here, to help you. So here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. There. Look upon a situation like you just were looking at and see if you feel more distant to it. It should look like somebody else's movie. You can look at it now and say, well, yeah, this happened to me, but man, the energy's off on it. I can see what happened, but I'm not angry with this person for doing this to me or whatever. We're going to do the flip side of that. That was an emotional clearing. We'll do a feeling body. And the emotional body works with about 80% of the people who live in emotions. The other 20% live in their feelings. So these healings always work. I've never had anybody that this not has never worked on, but some people just don't feel energy. This is why we're going to do a feeling body for you. Here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday's cleared. And today cleared. I'll do another sample clearing. And we're going to do a clearing for people who are in the mind, a mental clearing. So typically the first two can be related to very easily by women, and the next one mainly might be just men, but the clearing will work for everybody. Remember, men are typically more mental than women are. So here we go. 5 days ago, mental body cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today's cleared. So again, just kind of look, think of a situation that you dealt with in the last 5 days, and see how you're responding to it. And these clearings are permanent. You only have to do them one time, and it starts from the moment that I start working with you, and we go back, all the way back to your conception. And it takes away so much stuff. So if you're interested in changing your life, then definitely have an emotional clearing. I've dealt with people who I tell them this, and they look at me and they say, you know, I spent, over $20,000 so far my whole lifetime going to psychiatrists. I mean, you can clear me for $300. And these people naturally are, you know, over 60. And they say, you can do it in an hour? And I go, yep, very easily, no problem. And a few look at me like I'm nuts, and the ones that do have the clearing say, my God, I wish I would have seen you, you know, 20 years ago or so. And what happens is, remember, who you are is like a plate in front of you with all of your emotions on it, and you're continuously recycling your emotions. And what comes up in this lifetime through the emotional body, which is basically judgment stored inside of you by your ancestors, this energy is what your body has chosen to work on. It's not karma. So don't get into that aspect about how you came back here because of some bad karma. That's the dark side telling you why you came back. The basic problem is that your body, in each lifetime when it's born, is trying to clear out of itself the genetic coding that's inside of it so it can live longer. And this is what Jesus was here to do 2,000 years ago. And remember, he was basically, as the Christians believe, he was died on the cross for your sins. Well, he was actually killed because he was teaching people and healing them of their past emotions, which would be their sins or improper thinking. Remember, the word sin is a medieval term, which means like missing the mark, you know, when you're shooting an arrow at the bullseye. So it's the same basic thing. He was teaching people and healing them from their past genetic programming. This is what the Lightship is doing this time again. So if you're interested in changing your life in 1 hour and coming into wholeness, by all means, do this clearing. Give me a phone call. I can do it, set up an appointment, send me a check, and you're on your way to having wellness within inside of yourself. Without that, it could take you probably about, as the Lightship said to me, 10 lifetimes continuously working on yourself to clear one lifetime out, and we don't have that much time here, and I don't think anybody would be willing to work on themselves 24 hours a day, so even if you did it for 1 week, it would not be enough. And I'll give you another clue. If you're interested in attempting to clean out some of your stuff, maybe a tenth of 1% or something, what you can do is to judge people, watch people, look at them, judge them consciously, and then ask your body to have it released out of it. And after you deal with maybe 50 to maybe 200-300 people with the same type of judgment, then it will be released out of your cellular memory by telling your body to release it. But the Lightship can do it all within about an hour of time. So what we're going to do next here is our entity clearing. And entities come into us through our traumas and pain, anger, fear. Whatever is in judgment, wherever we are in our consciousness at that particular moment in time, if we're not living love energy, entities will come into us. If we're physically hurt, then they also come in. Remember, your spirit only works with love energy. There should not be any pain on this planet, and there should not be any duality here. A duality is not a way that we are here to express ourselves, to actually learn in New Age metaphysics spiritual lessons. That's a bunch of hogwash. That's the dark side teachings and telling you why you're here so that you can have an understanding of something, why you're on this prison planet, and it's only because they're holding you captive here. This is why the Lightship comes every 2,000 years to get rid of the darkness and to bring light back into integrity. So here we go. I'm going to work on some entities here. and start taking them out of you. So again, just kind of do a body scan, working with the bottom of your feet and ankles right now, going up to your knees, hips, waist, working with their internal organs. If you have any problems that you know about, you might want to ask your spirit to help release the entities out of this particular area of your body. If you're in pain, you definitely have attracted entities there. They come in, it's a no-brainer, because they want to be healed, number one. And number two is they resonate with that pain, and they can now take energy from you because of that pain. And they can also increase the pain that you're having. So here we go. We're taking entities out of you, working up on your neck now, shoulders, elbow, arms, fingers, palm of your hands, going up to your head. And then naturally we have to bring more of you back into your body. You can't leave a void. So you want to always bring your spirit, return it back to yourself, and have it heal before it comes back into you. So here we go. We're going to count to 10. This process is automatic. The light chip is doing this for you. And if you want to bring up the light being on your monitor screen, you can watch her as she helps to do healing work with you. Just scroll down on Creation Light Chip Healing, about inch and a quarter we'll see on your scroll bar. And you're going to see a light being there underneath the blinking flower. Wish to communicate, just click on the fast chat underneath it and go to the left side of your screen and type in your name and a message. So we're actually energizing the light beam right now, and we're going to bring in your spirit more into your body. Here we go, counting to 10 to bring your spirit in by commanding the energy. Remember, all healings are a command. You can't think about it, wish about it, say please. It does not work. You have to command the energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, coming in stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we're going to do a chakra alignment for everybody. Going to your heart centers. Perfect. Throat chakra, good. Third eye. Moving that over a little bit for some people. There we go. And below the heart center now, your power chakra, solar plex area. Great. Second chakra, good. First chakra, wonderful. Do an opening if you wish. I use the word spin to increase the chakra. I think we'll go double body width if you're interested in doing it like that. I normally just do it body width, but when you do double the size, you actually have more energy around you. So here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. And now we're going to put everybody back into current time. This is very, very important to manifest energies this way. And you want to be here. So we're going to take the people who are having their thoughts projecting themselves into the future. And we're going to bring you right back into the current, present, now. Here we go. Coming back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you're now in the present moment. And you can also be in the past, too. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You should feel more energy flowing with you because you're right now in the present moment and you should be centered inside of yourself. We're going to do the mind to heart drop. This you should be doing daily. It's very easy to do. Think of an elevator. This is a good exercise for you. 10th floor is your forehead, your awakening consciousness, your thoughts, your mental body. And the first floor is your heart center. Remember, your mental body, this awakening consciousness, has to, your ego, whatever word you want to call it there, has to surrender to your heart. So we're going to bring it down into your heart center so you'll be able to connect with your spirit. Here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, four, three, two, and one, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just do a scan of yourself and talk with your spirit. It should be directly in your heart center. The way you know that is if your thoughts are in your chest area, you are there. Wonderful. You should feel a lot of energy right now in your body, and hopefully you're able to connect with your spirit. This is what this show is all about, to help you connect with the divinity, which is you, and not go outside of yourself seeking answers and to get false truths. So we're going to do another clearing here. We're going to the light ship probably in about 10 or 15 minutes here. And let me just read the fast chat here. Anything... Like Jim wrote, and he's probably just waking up here in Amsterdam. about the Mayan calendar for 2012. Well, that could be true. I became activated by the light ship to go out what I'm doing right now in February of 2005. I was supposed to do these healings for 2 years, according to the light ship, and this place is so dense that I'm on overtime. So anyway, I won't get into that too much. So yeah, it could be 2012. They have their own time sequence here, and it is every 2,000 years. There is a prophecy by the Talmud Emmanuel. It's on my website, which talks about my mission here, which was forecasted, prophesized. So if you want to go to the website and look that up, it's right there on the navigation link there. And it does state about 2,000 cycle time periods in there. So anyway, switching gears here, let's do another healing for everybody. I think we're going to do a healing that is very beneficial. I love doing the parallel life one. That brings more of you back into your body. This is what I'm all about, to get you home. About getting too negative, gets kind of boring for me at times, but the parallel lives are not created by the light. It's the artificial intelligent bodies, clone bodies of you, clone Earths, and you're out there in a couple of thousand dark side universes, having a lifetime when you're not in your body. Remember, you're here off and on and off and on. So I ask you, where are you when you're not here? People look at me like, what do you mean I'm not here? Well, your vibration, and when you're turned off, where are you when you're turned off? And then people kind of look and go, gee, I never thought about that. And then where do you go when you go to sleep? Well, you're going into parallel lives. And normally when you do that, you have dreams that normally end up before you wake up in some type of situation that you're maybe falling off a cliff or having some type of bad situation, being chased by people or something. And somehow you wake up terrified and you can never have closure because that's where they wanted to put you. And this could be actual physical occurrence that you're dealing with too in a parallel life, and you're having to actually read that energy. The most negative part is that your spirit comes back to you in this lifetime with all the gunk from all these parallel lifetimes, and it brings you all this disharmony, emotional traumas, physical traumas. If your spirit lost a finger in one lifetime or many lifetimes, well, it'll come back to you without having a finger. And if it doesn't get healed, guess what's going to happen to you? You may have a finger problem, and maybe the end result is to lose your finger, which could take a while, but remember, it's all energy. So once you know that everything is energy, at that point in time when you realize that, then yeah, you want to become whole. You don't want to have your energy out of balance. So here we go. We're going to do some parallel lives. Think about situations that you're dealing with, and we'll take you out of 10 parallel lives that will be connected to that process. So here we go. First life cleared, second cleared, third cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, seventh cleared, eighth cleared, nine cleared, and 10 lifetime cleared. So you're brought back into wholeness now. Again, just sample, see how you feel. You might want to get up and walk around and stretch. And we'll do also another clearing. These two I feel are very, very beneficial. I'd recommend these after the emotional clearing. And this is the planetary clearing. Again, you're courted by these planets. Just add a couple of extra R's into horoscope, and it's now horoscope. And your horoscope is how the dark side is controlling you. You know, just start connecting some dots here. As you hear my shows, if you go to the archive, you know, realize that, yeah, there's something to this here. And the horoscope is these dark side planets, and there could be thousands of these connecting to you. And not to sound too negative about these, but I can't take them off you. So that's a positive thing. I'm not giving you a big bag of, say, dog do, you know, and you have to now leave the show by thinking about it. Just give me a call and I can do clearings with you. So these planets cord you, take away your energy field. They're there to predict your life, much like your hand print. If you look at the hand with palmistry, you know, that can be read also. So you're actually stamped and printed with a predetermined light path, which is not of the light. So you're like little slaves down here. This is why I call this a prison planet. And it's unless you can get out of it, I do recommend having readings from people if you're interested to see what the dark side has chosen for you. It might look like it's a positive situation, but, you know, as you get a reading, but remember, there's always negative stuff there, too. And you should not be controlled in a positive way or controlled in a negative way. They're both the same thing. It's energy that should not be interfering with you. You should be strictly in love and light in the present moment to choose what you want to do. You should have 100% free will here. So here we go, planetary clearing. First planet, and just think of an illness that you have, some kind of problem, etc. First planet, release. Second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, nine released, and number 10 released. So put some music on and just kind of see how your body feels from these last two healings, the parallel light clearing and the planetary clearing. They're both very important to have done. I have a comment here about waking up, feeling tired, you know, drowsy, etc. And yeah, that's the parallel life that's probably connected to you as you're going out doing many, many things. That's a perfect example of what happens to people. They wake up and they go, man, what have I been doing last night? I went to sleep, I was feeling pretty good, and I woke up in the morning, I just feel like I was out running a marathon. Well, that's because you probably were. And yes, your body does heal at night if your spirit is with you in your body, because that will give you the most amount of healing. Remember, your spirit's the conduit for healing. It should always be with you. You should never leave your body at all. Remember, if it's not protecting your body, who is? The who is would be entities. So you don't want to have those protecting your body. Your spirit is supposed to be with you. That's why you're whole and complete when you're first born. Okay, we'll do a little bit more clearing here. And let's see here. Let's take out some energy out of our heart centers here. A lot of people have had relationship troubles. Remember, life is a relationship, whether it be, you know, just waking up each day and living with your environment around you. Going to work, seeing people, maybe you have an animal, that's a relationship, watering trees, etc. So everything that you do is in relationship to everything around you, unless you do nothing. And sometimes our physical body gets tired. Maybe we've had a lot of emotional traumas from people. And remember, these traumas are actually inside of you. So as you complain about someone else, What's the old adage? You know, as you poke one finger at somebody and point at them, you have, you know, three more pointing back at you. So basically, your issues are your own, and the people around you are just amplifying them for you so you can get a clue that you need healing in that area. So here we go. We're going to work with your heart, and I'm going to take away some energy out of your heart center. This will allow you to maybe feel better, be able to breathe more easily, and it might even save you from having heart conditions later on in life. And I also do special clearings for this too. So these are all sample clearings. If you recognize something or say, yeah, this has helped me on this show, then that your body's telling you that you need this healing. And this is why I do lifetime healings for people. Here we go. So I'm going to work with your heart center right now, and we're going to take away some energies. And I'll just count to 10 as they're being taken away. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do some more clearing here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That should help you out somewhat here. So look at your heart. Feel the energy of your heart center. See how your heart is beating. See if it's more even than what it was before. This healing can actually free up the heart muscles a little bit for you to ease some pressure off of your heart. Let's see what else we have here. Let's see. Checking out the fast chat, thymus, pineal glands. I don't know. We'll work with the thyroid here. Let's do that. Okay, so we'll do some thyroid gland healing here. Remember, like I said earlier, the healings work according to your faith, your belief, and your belief is your belief of your ancestors. So if they got you in this predicament that you're in, you probably won't get out of it until the energy is released because they gave it to you. So here, even though you want it very badly in this lifetime, remember your body will actually kill itself to get well. That's why when you drive by a graveyard, you know, a cemetery, you see all the headstones. Those are people who never worked on themselves. If they did, they would probably still be living. If you worked on yourself continuously, you could live to be, any age because your body will always heal itself, but the densities from your ancestors are preventing that. Here we go. Thyroid gland. So 1, 2, clearing, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll just put some music on so you can contemplate, see how your body is responding to these healings. I can also do these healings for anybody on the planet, whether they know of the process that we're doing or not. So if you have some grandchildren or parents that would like to have a healing, I can always work with them. The light chip created them, and your spirit and your body always would like to have a healing. I don't need anybody's permission. Thank you. And in all these shows that we do on the archives, it's all to inform you of your own divinity. And kind of like the song of Jethro Tull, thick as a brick, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. So hopefully I'm making all of you think here by connecting the dots here. And the whole thing is to regain your spiritual identity of who you are and not to go outside of yourself for spirituality. This is the teachings of Jesus. So we're going to go to the light ship here in about 5 minutes. And I'll teach you a little exercise. This will help you out. I do this on some of the shows here. And this is to increase your life force energy and also to help you get more into your body. So the first thing people ask me, they say, gee, Ron, how do I know if I'm in my body or not? Well, the quickest way is to just pinch yourself, okay? So give yourself a pinch. Hopefully you're in your body quite a bit now because you're on this show listening to this the broadcast here, and bringing you into your body more should be doing that automatically. So you should not really feel any effect if you pinch yourself. But, you know, maybe a couple of days from now, just pinch yourself. If you have a heightened awareness of your surroundings around you, that means that, guess what? You are out of your body. Now, when you're out of your body, you lose your spiritual consciousness, or you lose your psychic radar, and which is, you may want to call it intuition, because your spirit gives you this here. So I get some people who come to me with glossed-over eyes, and they say, gee, Ron, how to become more intuitive? I say, well, you have to get into your body more. You know, you may only be in your body 8% with glossed-over eyes, you know. I don't necessarily tell them that, but, you know, if you're not in your body, who is? And naturally, your spirit has all the gifts for you. If you don't connect to your spirit, you're never going to get your gifts. So we're going to do an exercise now to help you get more into your body. I'd like everybody to, we got it here on the fast chat here, so click on it. This is the words. I now increase my life force energy. So put your hands, your palms together in front of you like you're going to do a prayer, but you're probably going to find that the energy is going to be compressed, your chi energy. You're going to feel like a visible spring, like you're compressing a ball, and it'll probably be anywhere between maybe 3 inches to a foot. Just let your body tell you where the energy is. And once you find it, then say out loud as you move your hands apart and come in again. So once you move them apart, say the affirmation, I now increase my life force energy. And you have to do it out loud because you're working in the physical realm. If you do it inside of your head, then you're working on the mental realm, which won't help you a bit. And then move your hands apart further. And come in slowly until you feel it build up there. And say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And we'll keep doing this here. I now increase my life force energy. 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 There we go. So I'd recommend doing this probably 3 to 5 times a day. Say it at least 10 times and do it for maybe a week or so. And you're going to find that this is going to help you out tremendously. After you kind of train your body, you won't have to say it out loud any longer. Just moving your hands will actually cause the same effect. I have a question from Jim. Do I have Skype? No, I don't have Skype, but I do have Yahoo Messenger. So I'd say just send me an email, and I can put you on my Yahoo Messenger if you want to connect with me, Jim. So here we go. And also for the people who just came on late, we're changing our show hours on Friday night, and it'll be from basically 7 to 8 o'clock on BBS Station 2. And this will help out the people back east. That way you won't have to be up, you know, till 1 o'clock in the morning. So hopefully this will help out a lot of you. So it'll be from basically 7 to 8 o'clock on Friday, Station 2. It'll start next week. Okay. Let's go to the Creation Lightship now. This process will not work on the archives because you have to be with me one-on-one as I do this process here. You might feel the energy out the light beam, but you will not go to the Lightship. And don't think that you can because you can't. So don't have your ego go off and say you're going to be doing this because there's a lot of ETs out there that like to actually abduct you as you think that you're going up there. So don't do it. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along with, just think of them now in your consciousness. And we're going up to the Lightship right now, and we're there. If we have any seers online, you're going to be able to actually see the light beams there. And remember, they only allow 100% light on the Lightship. If you have any physical bodies, energies out of these 108 bodies that are corruptible, then they're put in quarantine. So they only take parts of you that are in the light and allow them to go to the Lightship. So here we go. We're going into the orientation room. And the orientation room is where you're at free choice to select your doctor teams. They can show you different procedures. There's definitely hundreds of light beings up there, of different types of life forms. And some of those life forms you may actually know down here as ET beings. But this is your first incarnation, so they're not corrupted yet. And they're 100% light. The first room we're going into is the room which has the hot tubs. We're in our own hot tub with our own set of doctors. And most people have at least six teams working with them. Each team is three doctors. Like I said, your healing takes place according to your beliefs of your ancestors and how much density you have released out of your body in this lifetime. And we're a walking judgment factory. And here we go. We're in the hot tubs. I'm seeing some blue gel in the hot tubs, also some golden gel. And orange gel. There's many different colors. This is used to detoxify our body. The next room that we're going into is a room where they're going to help us to release back pain. So if you have any back pain, a lot of people like to just put their hand on their back in that area. Again, request your healing because the light only works in the present moment. Remember, one of the things you must remember is that the light only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light. So they always see you in pure divine perfection from moment to moment. And so what you want to do is change your perfection from one perfection to the next. So as you're talking with the light being doctors, they'll do healings on you. And they don't necessarily feel the pain that you're dealing with. You're just asking them to change your body into the way you would like it to be. Some people may have the belief of, you know, no pain, no gain. So that type of person will definitely not want to have a complete healing because they don't believe in that and they want to work through stuff. The Lightship doesn't care if you work through things or not. It's whatever you request, and it's according to your belief. Next here is a room where they're going to be working with our vertebrae. So again, if you have any requests there, request healing on your vertebrae. And we're going into another room. We're going to be having some oxygen therapy. This is very nice. We're going to bring in down to us down here, number 12 oxygen. So you may want to take a couple of deep breaths, you know, exhale a couple times, and here we go. Here comes number 12 coming into us here. Okay, coming in. So, stronger, stronger, beautiful. Great. And we'll bring in oxygen number 14 to us here. We're going very quickly here. We just had a four-hour conference call today. That was just wonderful. If you missed out on it, we have one next week. Normally, it's the third Saturday of the month. It's only $60, very, very affordable. So if you're interested in furthering your ascension healings, these calls are designed for that. We had the Amber Blood being worked with today and many, many other things. People were very relaxed on the conference call. Here comes oxygen number 18. It's coming in. And you probably feel a change in the way you're feeling right now. We're also going into the room where there's the dolphins. So you're in a beautiful swimming pool with the silver light energy water. It sparkles like diamonds, and the dolphins are now with us. If you wish to feel them, this you're doing also on the light ship. You're putting your hands in front of you and naturally touching the dolphins. So if you want to move your hands maybe up and down, back and forth, make a circular motion, you're going to feel about a foot in front of your body the presence of an energy, which are the dolphins. And some people who are very intuitive can actually feel the skin texture. And that's really neat when people comment on that, especially when they say that when they touched it, the hair on their arm stood up on end. So they know that they had something happening. But this is true. You're on the light ship right now, and you're there in physical form. And you're swimming with the dolphin. So bring in the dolphin energy. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we're going to go into the next room here, and looks like Jim would like to go into the amethyst room, so we'll go into that too. It's very, very beautiful. It's a big amethyst crystal geode. We're levitating, and you may actually feel the crystal energy coming into your body doing healing. Each one of these crystals, and there's thousands of them in this room, they're all conscious beings, and they're going to do healings with you. So again, request your healing. And you may actually feel your body kind of buzz with this high vibrational crystal energy. I'm going to put some music on so you can enjoy these rooms right now. And I'll just see you back probably in about a minute here. We'll go into the room where we'll bring in the three M, M, and M. I will bring in Archangel Michael, Metatron, and Melchizedek. We're in the room with them right now, and we're levitating, and they're going to do some laying on hands healings to us here. So again, sit back, relax, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and we're bringing these three energies down here for you to bask in. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, we'll put some music on and just enjoy this wonderful healing session. I'll have the light infusion chamber available in a couple of weeks here in Mount Shasta. So if you're interested in that, just send me an email. It'll be in the city of Weed at the College of the Siskiyou. You go to Shalimar Productions, and it'll talk about the event there, and I'll be inside of the college here with the light chamber. Start to come back from the light ship now. So we're thanking all the different light beings for working with us, the doctor teams. These healings are between you and them. And they're talking to you, telling you what type of healings they performed with you. Also, maybe what you need to work on, what densities are with you. And now we're going into the transporter room. And your animals or pets are now coming to join you. We're going to be coming back through a beautiful white light tunnel, and we're coming back down, and now we're here. So this kind of concludes our show here. I'd like to thank everybody for going to the light ship tonight, and also like to thank the ones that have donated to allow this show to stay on the air. If I had only $5 from each person for each show that we had, we'd do four a week, it would definitely cover the cost of the shows, because they do cost money. Even though it's free to you when you get on the internet, it does cost me to have them on. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Our next conference call that we're doing here, I do three a week. It'll be Monday night. It's $20. And they start at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And we go to the light ship for 1 hour for physical healings. And our next show on BBS, we do a show on Mondays at 4 o'clock, Wednesdays at 7. Our new Friday time will be on Station 2 at 7 o'clock. And then also we do the show, you know, where we go to the light ship, which is Saturday Night Live on the light ship, which is like tonight, which is at 9 o'clock PST. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, and good night.